If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
Welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only, the icon himself, Eric Holmes. In today's episode, a four-year-old child with limitless imagination and reality-breaking tantrum powers battles a morally bankrupt mastermind capable of psychological warfare and outlandishly disproportionate revenge. If I had a dollar for every time I said those exact words, I'd have like $12. It's crazy. In one corner, you have Caillou, a preschooler with a magical internal universe. And in the other corner, you have Eric freaking Cartman, a diabolical eight-year-old whose lack of a moral compass is matched only by his ability to scheme and win at any cost. As usual, I did the patented Who'd Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. I believe I'm now on an official FBI list, by the way, by seeing this battle actually took place. Got to be very careful in your searching queries and what have you.
And
you're going to laugh. There's a lot of degenerates out here that have actually discussed this battle in great detail of Caillou versus Eric Cartman. It's crazy how many times. No, all polite stuff,
of course.
Unless you go to Reddit. And the point is, this battle has been discussed before, but it's never gotten the Who Would Win treatment until today. Eric, I got to know, what are your thoughts on what could be the most epic or horrific matchup ever in the history of Who Would Win?
I think you literally gave the setup for this. This is ridiculous. It had to happen. Everyone's thought about it.
Definitely.
Let's just try not to get canceled as we discuss this.
I'm
going to do my best. You do your best.
That's fair. Remember, it's a family-friendly show, Eric.
Yes, it is. And it's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be absolutely insane. For those who've been following the show, you'll remember when I kind of had my episode of repping Scooby-Doo versus Michael Myers. I think I'm going into that territory again. I'm sorry to say it. It's just a thing that's about to happen. But it doesn't matter what you and I think about this, Eric. Let's see what our judge has to say. So coming back for another appearance on the Who Would Win show, it's soccer celebrity influencer extraordinaire. It's really the unofficial mayor of Beverly Hills.
Soon to be official.
I'm going to make this person the mayor of the West Side, just because I think we just need this person. Yes. It's the one, it's the only, it's now the new permanent judge of the Who Would Win show. It's Tadeo. Tadeo, welcome back to Who Would Win.
Man, I'm so excited to be here. Like, the energy is high as we watch the a pampers and pacifier battle.
Oh, there it is. My God.
I'm feeling excited. I don't think this could occur at the Coliseum or downtown at Staples or Crypto, but this might be the only battle we have where FanDuel isn't taking bets. Because I don't know if you can gamble on minors fighting. And we don't want to get in any trouble here.
No, we don't.
We don't want the FTC or anybody involved.
But, I mean, like, they've been on air for like well over 25 years each. You know what I mean? So they're not really minors anymore. They're horrible. Right. I can't believe I just said that, by the way.
So they're in their 30s. They're middle-aged men.
They're middle-aged young.
Well, Cartman's already got a belly. But I'm just so excited to see Canada, the purity versus the lack, and I love America, but for the lack of morals with Cartman. You know what I mean? I'm not throwing that all on America. But this is the kind Canadian versus the corrupt Where are they from?
Menace, Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah, South Park, Colorado.
I mean, place I've never visited.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like, this battle, just so you know, is very weird for me because, you know, I'm from Canada. Mm-hmm. I'm even from French Canada. So Caillou means pebble, by the way. So it's pebble or a little rock. Child. You're welcome. And I may even break out some French here and then you'll hear vomiting. The point is, I'm very familiar with this. And one of the first shows I got familiar with coming to the United States was South Park.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So these two shows connect with me on an emotional scale.
You're like, another child. You came here, another child for South Park, right? You're like, I could connect with this innocent
That's not. Okay, moving on. No. So what happened was, horrific show from Canada. And then I was saved by, so I actually have great thoughts for South Park, but here I am repping Caillou.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. We talked with a production team. They're like, James, why are you repping Caillou? You're not, you know, you're an American now. You're kind of leaving your Canadian roots behind. And I said, here's the thing. I know how Canadians think. Okay. I'm in the head of Canadian kids. That sounds horrible because I was one. Yes. And I know kind of the horrible, you know, animated programming that comes from Canada. Some of it's not bad. Most of it's horrible. Caillou's right there. Caillou is right there. By the way, you know what never happened in Caillou? Superpowers. Or spaceships, or, you know, an intricate plot with force powers. My whole point is, it's anime. You could have done it, and they didn't. Anyway, that's where my head's at so far. Here, Eric, are you seeing that this, I'm about to go insane?
It's all coming together.
Oh, my God. Jiu-Jitsu class on Saturday is going to be crazy if I lose this matchup. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get this battle started. But before we do, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win show now, or Who Would Win match. First of all, each debater will make 3 points. Enunciation is important. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. And the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line in a Who Would Win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, don't forget to visit the official Who Would Win store. Visit sayword.co/collections. That's sayword.co/collections. And click on Who Would Win merch section to get your hands on some great Who Would Win shirts, hats, hoodies, and our very own proprietary 3D printed Who Would Win versus stand. And now let's get to the tale of the tape for both of our combatants. Really?
These combatants? Combatants today,
they're
folks.
Fighting. This is crazy.
Who Would Win, they're combatants.
Unbelievable. Eric, please give us the details for Eric Cartman.
Coming right up, Eric Theodore Cartman is an 8-year-old sociopath wrapped in a winter hat and fueled by junk food rage and unfiltered ego. As a tactical nuke of South Park, he's committed emotional terrorism, actual terrorism, and somehow once controlled South Park by sheer force of personality. Cartman is equal parts Lex Luthor and lunchroom bully. He manipulates, destroys, and somehow still ends every episode blaming someone else. If you combine Machiavelli with a spoiled third grader and add cheese puffs, you get Cartman, a boy who doesn't just break the rules, he remakes them however he wants.
That is probably the best description of Eric Cartman I've ever heard in my life. You killed it. You absolutely killed it. Speaking about getting killed, Eric's about to get killed, Eric Cartman, that is, by the French-Canadian force known as Caillou.
Let's hear it.
I don't know.
Let's hear it.
I got nothing. That's the best I could do. Caillou is a bald 4-year-old Canadian whirlwind of unchecked emotion and cartoon logic whose greatest powers are limitless imagination, because we're not allowed to own nice things in Canada, God-tier tantrums, and somehow never facing any consequences ever, whether he's flying to the moon, turning into a firefighter, or breaking the laws of physics by whining hard enough. Caillou exists in a PBS-sanctioned universe where reality shifts to meet his mood. Teachers tolerate him, parents enable him, and the narrator works overtime pretending his chaotic behavior is just curiosity. He is the physical embodiment of a preschool fever dream, and he always gets his way while smiling. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Tadeo, do you have any questions before we get started?
Do you have any questions? Are you okay, Tadeo?
Well, I'm a little perplexed. Like, I don't know Canada well, but there's no 4-year-olds that kind and nice in the U.S. of A.
Yeah,
have you ever been to an element pre-K out here? It's kind of rough and tough.
Look, when my kids, you know, went through the American schooling system, it was a wake-up call. I'm not going to lie. Okay. First of all, no one's killing a moose. And I'm like, where's the moose,
where's
right?
The moose?
Yeah, no one's riding a polar bear. Absolutely no one's riding a polar bear. And on top of that, kids are mean as can be. Oof. They were really horrific. Ooh. Luckily, I could knock out all their parents or choke them out. So I was absolutely fine. And my kids followed suit. So I'm good with it.
Good jiu-jitsu. That always helps.
That's it.
Yeah,
it always
helps. I use that sometimes too. But okay. I would use moose meat, like slabs of moose meat, to like, you know, knock someone. No one's expecting to get hit with moose meat is what I'm trying to say. Okay. And that sounds horrible, but no, I literally mean like slabs of moose meat. Okay.
And some elk.
Caribou?
Yeah.
Caribou. I did have bear once. I ate bear once.
Was it delicious?
No, it was horrible. Oof. It was absolutely horrible. I don't recommend it. Sorry.
Noted.
That's Caillou for you, by the way. All right, Eric. This is about to get absolutely insane, but I'm here for it. Hit us with your point number one.
Absolutely. So, okay, Cartman doesn't win battles with strength. He wins with psychological destruction, as I've mentioned previously. Okay, he doesn't need to overpower his opponent. He only needs to get inside their head. Time and time again, you've seen on South Park, he's proven capable of emotionally breaking people, blackmailing his own friends, and even orchestrating literal war crimes, like the infamous Scott Tenorman incident. Against Caillou, Cartman would never fight directly. He simply manipulate the child and all the people around him. Parents, teachers, and even the crowd itself could be turned against Caillou before the first punch is ever thrown, okay? Caillou's tantrums may be loud, but no amount of whining can outlast Cartman's ruthless emotional warfare. And all that, James, is my point number one.
All right, so really well said, but here's the problem. The Scott Tenorman incident, where he gets bullied by Scott Tenorman, fools him into eating up the ground remains of his kids of his parents that he puts into his chili, and then starts licking up the tears of Scott Tenorman. Classic television, classic, by the way, right up classic. There with, like, you know, normal. Yeah, with whatever else is great television in the United States these days. The point I'm trying to make is that his plans, his means of gaining the victory, they take time. You got to set this up. Like, he is very resourceful and he's a mastermind. He really, really is. But everything takes place over at least 22 minutes. It's not like he does something and it automatically works, right? It's a setup. And it might be there's twists and turns or whatever. He is, I think, a mastermind. But the problem with being a mastermind is it takes a while for your plan to unfold. Remember, he's going to do something and Caillou's right there to fight back. Right? That is the thing. And again, Caillou's Canadian, which means it might take him a while to get angry. He might slap him once. He's fine. Twice. He's getting a little upset. By the 350th slap, he's going to absolutely crush you horrifically. But let's see what's about to happen. For my point number one for Caillou, you know, here's the deal. The world follows his rules. Now, as I mentioned before the show, when my kids were really young and waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd have to watch Caillou with them because that's the only thing that would put them to sleep and also make me absolutely miserable at the same time for obvious reasons. I found out some really cool stuff about Caillou. Now, first of all, Caillou's universe literally bends to his will. I don't know what kind of reality warping superpowers this kid has, but when he imagines things, stuff manifests in the real world to reflect what his imagination is doing. His imagination regularly warps reality, it changes outcomes, and alters physics. I don't get how this works. And all of a sudden, then he goes back to the real world, and whatever problem he's facing gets shifted back into his favor with no consequences coming to him whatsoever. This was a weird thing I noticed at 3 o'clock in the morning repeatedly when my kids wouldn't go back to sleep. We've seen Caillou fly, teleport, bend time within his, I'm using air quotes, make-believe adventures, implying Tune Force style powers that can't be predicted. You know what Eric Cartman doesn't have a defense against? Tune Force. If Bugs Bunny all of a sudden is doing his crazy stuff, yeah, Cartman doesn't have, like, a way to Scott Tenorman Bugs Bunny with that. It's just not going to work. Okay, this is horrible. I just noticed these things. Caillou's tantrums act as energy bursts, almost like Dragon Ball Z style. When Caillou is upset, entire environments shift, adults back away, and complete order absolutely collapses within Canadian society. It is crazy. Caillou's going to win this by pulling Cartman into his reality, where logic doesn't apply, and Caillou is king, at least of whatever part of Canada he's in at that moment. All that's my point number one.
Very... very colorful, James. Like, I'm picturing you at 3 a.m, just like, aha!
That's exactly it. Well, how else am I supposed to keep myself entertained with this drudgery that is Caillou? Sorry, PBS. I'm just saying what everyone's thinking.
And we love PBS. But yeah. All right. So my rebuttal to that very colorful first point of yours is that Caillou's so-called imagination, his imagination world, it only works because the adults around him enable it. Okay? Cartman isn't going to play along with make-believe or these adults, okay? He's going to hijack it. If Caillou tries to bend reality with a tantrum, Cartman twists that same fantasy into a nightmare for the poor little child, turning Caillou's own world against him. And that's my rebuttal to that first point.
I got
great difficulty.
I got to tell you, I like where this battle's going.
I love it.
I just think this is a battle we need to see. Yeah. But more importantly, let's see what our judge has to say today. I know you're questioning your life choices right now.
And other things you could be doing.
Where's your head at so far with this battle?
You know, it's...
Take your time.
This is tough because...
Is it?
This is like the baby Olympics. You know what I mean? We're having
my favorite Olympics.
You know, having a child Olympics, but it's not a fair battle. Because you have the most treacherous, immoral... I mean, Silence of the Lambs future... not gentleman, but psychopath.
Oh, we agree on Caillou 100%.
Versus this innocent Caillou.
Oh, sorry, you're talking about Eric Cartman. My bad.
And it's kind of like David versus Goliath. I mean, it's just kind of unfair. And I kind of see Cartman already making fun of his little bald head. I kind of feel bad for Caillou. I know I shouldn't have emotions, but I'm getting a little touched. I'm getting a little tearful because Caillou's going to get beat up really bad. It's going to get me tough.
I got to tell you, I mean, this reveals you don't understand what kind of physicality Canadian kids bring to the table with this. If you push them a little too far, I'm not talking from experience, but I'm kind of talking from experience right now. All I'm saying is I used to get bullied by kids when I was a little kid, and maybe I kind of went overboard with the martial arts and working out stuff, and maybe all my bullies are dead now. My point is, when you make fun of Canadians, you get one chance, and then the tables turn.
Well, I hope in the rounds to come, Caillou knows some magical, like Gracie level jiu-jitsu, and he has a special gi because I'm a little concerned for this battle.
That's fair. But I want to hear. You're saying it sounds like a tie right now.
Like some Mountie skills. Some Mountie skills. Right?
All right. Mountie I see training. Where this battle is going, but it's not over yet. Stay tuned for point number two.
Hey, everybody. This is Ray from Who Would Win Masters, and I know that regardless if you're part of the Legion of Audience, Rainiacs, or even a Crit Master, you take your online privacy seriously. And if you haven't been doing that, I want to take a moment to talk to you about NordVPN, who helped sponsor this episode. I personally use NordVPN when I want to watch stuff that's streaming not in my region. That's why I got the service. I recently watched an AEW pay-per-view event that I was not able to stream here in Los Angeles. How did I do it? I used NordVPN to change my digital location. It was really easy to do, and it worked brilliantly. I wouldn't be talking about NordVPN if I didn't use it myself. Anyway, I just found out through this ad campaign that NordVPN did a collab with Marvel Comics to make a digital motion comic called The Only Certainty Is Change that features the Avengers. And I'll be honest, I thought it was some good fun. I got a big laugh when Tony Stark realized that he'd done messed up by connecting his Iron Man suit to a network without using a VPN. All right. I thought that was fun. Gold, honestly. But you can check out this full comic yourself no matter where you are in the world by switching your virtual location with NordVPN. We love Marvel heroes everywhere, but you can be a hero to your whole family by protecting them digitally with NordVPN. NordVPN protects your private data, passwords, and online identity from all those villains online. You know who they are. You can take advantage of the exclusive NordVPN deal right now at https://nordvpn.com/whowouldwin. Try risk-free with our 30-day money-back guarantee. You'll find the link in the description. Go check out that comic. It's a hoot.
And we're back. Eric, let's see what you got. Here's your point number two.
Yeah, so more of a Cartman, okay? Yeah, he may not look like a fighter. Obviously, we got it, okay? But he's far tougher than people give him credit for, okay? Time and time again, he's taking hits, explosions, and even full-scale battles, and somehow he's walked away without lasting damage. Just look at the time he fought an entire army of hippies. If you haven't been around hippies, it gets a little dangerous. Okay, you got a lot of smells coming at you. a lot of unpredictability, a lot of different habits and addictions. So anyways, he was outnumbered by hipsters, okay? I'm sorry, not hipsters.
I was about to say hipsters or hippies.
I'm sorry. I meant hippies. I promise I meant hippies. Wow. I promise. Anyways, he was outnumbered.
Someone's
and
projecting.
He still bulldozed through without nothing but stubborn rage and sheer unpredictability. That's what makes him dangerous. You never know if he's going to charge head first, pull out a hidden weapon, or twist the fight into something completely absurd. Okay? Cartman's resilience isn't about physical skill. It's about the fact that he simply refuses to lose. He's actually a winner. Against Caillou, Cartman can't be truly hurt. Okay? Because every setback just fuels his next dirty trick. And all that's my point number two, James.
All right, I like that point, but here's the thing. Number one, okay, this is going to sound horrible. My dad had some experience with hippies, long story short. You know, he's waiting for mom to get off the bus, and a few hippies kind of were being disrespectful towards her, and then a few hippies ended up underneath the bus. The bus was not moving, by the way, and the hippies, I was told, were just
knocked out.
That's really impressive. Until years later, I'm like, Dad, how tough were those hippies? He's like... Yeah, they weren't. My whole point is fighting a whole bunch of hippies. I'm not saying hipsters were hippies. Yeah, he's like, I had to wash my hands a lot, and that bus was not clean. So that's just my, I'm not trying to downplay his opponents. I'm just downplaying his opponents. The other thing is, too, I'm trying to be polite with this. Cartman's not the most physically in shape kid. Right. And here's the thing. In the original like MMA matches, when it was called No Holds Barred or Valetudo, what we often found was you could take someone who had a ton of skill, but if they didn't have the conditioning to last, someone could weather the storm and literally the person throwing the punches or grappling would collapse on the ground or have nothing left and would just be absolutely hammered and picked apart by the person who maybe wasn't as skilled, but was in better shape. And here's the thing. Cartman, I don't know how much he weighs. I hate to say it. He looks like he's a little overweight, possibly. I don't know if that's a fair statement. Right. It looks like he's, needs some cardio. Looks like maybe, you know, some fitness would be a good thing for him. Caillou, on the other hand, right, is what I call Canadian strong. It just means like you're born genetically with the ability to, like, again, kill a moose or, you know, date large women like I did. The point is you have an ability to take punishment. And if you might not have the fighting skills, you have the raw brutality and force to take out things much bigger than you if you're born in Canada. It's just a fact. Every country has their genetic traits. You know, if you're from Brazil, you're very handsome. You're very smart. You're going to be super successful in any endeavor in life, as is Tadeo. If you're born in the United States, even more so, because the United States is awesome. And I'm playing catch up because I was born in Canada. I'm just staying the obvious. All right, now let me get to my point number two. USA. Sorry. All right, my point number two. Caillou is practically invincible in his world. I'm saying 3 o'clock in the morning when you're up with two crying kids and they're just like watching this and you finally got some normalcy in your life, you start making some interesting observations of what's happening in Caillou's world. Now, first of all, nothing ever harms Caillou permanently. Like if he gets hurt by something, within seconds, he bounces back from accidents, injuries, cosmic level nonsense, as if it was like just another thing that happened on a Tuesday afternoon. This kid has that level of toughness. So what is Cartman going to do? Remember, there's no preparation for this. There's no prior knowledge. Cartman's just there. What's he going to do to hurt Caillou? That's not Caillou can like, just literally shrug off like it's nothing. By the way, Caillou's never held accountable, never punished, and seems to exist in a world where consequences are reset at the end of each episode. That's some cosmic level reality warping Caillou has. So if all of a sudden Cartman does get a good shot on Caillou, Caillou just hits the reset and all of a sudden he's fine. He's absolutely fine because that's what he does with his universe. Everything's absolutely fine. Always works out for Caillou, except for his hair for some reason. That just never grows back. Now, the kind of Toon Force makes him a looping chaos engine. I didn't come up with that term. That is how Caillou is described in some inner circles in Canada when they try to figure out scientifically how does Caillou even work. It's because he's a looping chaos engine. Cartman could fire a missile at him and Caillou would just be sad until a hug resets everything and makes the missile go away. That is just what he does. I don't get it. Caillou's going to win this by tanking everything, emotionally breaking Cartman with eternal cheerfulness, and also with the power of summoning, get a hug, which somehow heals him and sets him right back to normal. All that's my point number two.
I love it. This is amazing.
This is some deep research,
this is legit. This people you know, shows the mind of James and how good he's repping Caillou. Like, very impressive work. Very impressive.
By the way, the version of Caillou I'm talking about, who doesn't want to watch that?
That's something that we might need to revisit with PBS. That's another discussion.
Thank you. PBS, yes. Hope you're listening.
Yeah, because this guy's sounding like a little bit something more.
Yeah.
But yes, well, to my rebuttal, sir, Caillou's so-called invincibility is just narrative reset. Cartman doesn't play by storybook rules or story time. He'll drag sweet little Caillou out of that safe loop and force him into a fight where there are real deal consequences. Eternal cheerfulness doesn't hold up when Cartman turns the script into a nightmare.
All right, really cool point. But here's the deal. Doesn't matter what we have to think about this. Doesn't matter what we have to say about this. Although what I'm saying about Caillou is pretty classic.
Very.
And you're repping Cartman really well, too. I actually want to see this fight happen. We should make this an animated thing. I think on the internet, at least 6, maybe 8 people would love to see it. All right, so now with that being said, we're at the turning point.
Entire internet, right?
Before it gets taken down horribly, right? And we're on another government list. Let's see what our judge has to say. Caillou. Tadeo. Hello, my mind's all over the place. Tadeo, you've heard 2 points from both Eric and myself.
Yes.
Some more impressive than others. Where's your head at so far with this? Who do you think is ahead, and what's the other side have to do to pull out the victory?
Well, this is a case study in childhood and also the insanity that ensues in some of our minds as adults, right? Because I'm seeing this go down. I can kind of see Cartman. Is he a fighter or is he a fat ass?
It's a valid question.
I mean, he could be both.
Okay. Oh, so he's a fighting fat ass.
There you go. Yeah. I agree.
But he refers to himself that way in the show, so I'm not being
you're not
right.
Yeah.
So I'm not judging.
Come
I'm
on,
just,
South Park, I'm just, Park guys. Come
yeah,
on.
I'm just stating what
you know what he's saying.
So he's on. You know, we got an 8-year-old on the verge of a heart attack. So, you know, he needs to get some medication.
Get some cholesterol. Cardio going.
But this, you know. Caillou might be what they call baby strong. I never considered that, but I do think about my kids, you know, how they pull themselves up. They're doing pull-ups on my arms. Like, so like, they are when they want to get to the cookies or their mom.
I can't imagine what you're doom scrolling on TikTok to come up with this kind of story. Go ahead.
So, he works in education.
Right. So this is why we have separation between pre-K, first, second, and third graders, right? That's why we don't mix the bunch.
Because
that's why we've never seen this battle.
Got it, for fights to break
right.
out.
But I shouldn't say this, but I'm almost rooting for baby Caillou, and I'm not a judge, but it's just like this poor guy is dealing with one of the cruelest young men in America.
But the reality warping, the fact that he can get a hug and he's like Wolverine all of a sudden.
I need to hear more. You know what I mean? I'm rooting for the bald guy. I mean, he's already bald. That's tough enough. Like, good, when he gets into dating, it's just going to be tough. So I'm already feeling for this young man.
Right.
But I just need to hear more on how he's going to take on this treachery.
Yes.
That we call elementary school.
Yes.
You really want me to go deeper with this?
Yes.
You're saying the insanity shall continue?
Yes. It must continue.
Well, listen, there's a lot more craziness about
to
come
your way. We're dealing with G and PG ages. Yes. We're going back to battle. Let's go back to it.
Thank you for being here today.
That's fair. All right, so you've heard it. We're down to what sounds like a tie. Not for Caillou. It's actually favoring Eric Cartman. But we'll see what happens. Stay tuned for point number 3. And we're back. All right, Eric, it's now or never. Here's your point number 3.
Right. So, okay, Cartman is the kid who tricked an entire nation, okay? He faked his own death more than once and still walked away unscathed, okay? Against Caillou, Cartman wouldn't bother following the rules of the fight. I'm telling you, he's going to exploit the loopholes, declare if Caillou is unfit to compete, or even rig the arena itself, okay? And if all else fails versus sweet Caillou, he's not above summoning Mecha Streisand or tampering with time itself just to erase Caillou from existence. Cartman is going to win because he always cheats. Not that I'm encouraging cheating, kids, but Cartman does. He cheats so outrageously that it breaks the very framework of this whole entire battle. And all that, James, my final point, number 3.
Well, here's the thing. Who doesn't love Mecha Streisand? Right?
Who doesn't
love the amazing vocal talent of Barbra Streisand and, you know, a huge mech Godzilla type combination? I think it's one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen in animated form. But here's the problem. does Cartman summon Mechagodzilla, or does Mechagodzilla get summoned in some other way? I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think Cartman summons Mechagodzilla. I think it's something else. Like Mechagodzilla, Mecha Streisand is, just there.
Right, right.
And roaming around, destroying stuff. But while some guy is singing some horribly Japanese-themed kind of mecha, you know, song, whatever, which is classic South Park. So I don't think the power of summoning for Mecha Streisand is there as much as I would love it to be. And secondly, you know, he does cheat, but he doesn't always win. His track record, I'd say, at best is maybe 40, 60 victories to losses. So he has a ton of losses, even though he's a mastermind and he cheats. And that's because he likes to go big and he has really big aspirations. But I think he loses a lot, especially when it comes to one-on-one fighting, if things get physical. And remember, I really question his cardio. And secondly, he doesn't have great reach. If you look at Cartman, his arms are really, really short. He couldn't, his arms don't look like they reach past his head. You know what I mean? Like, so he's not going to have a good jab. His kicks aren't good. He's not fast. He just physically doesn't have the same tools Caillou does. Caillou is like a physically active four-year-old from Canada. Right? Mm. That is a whole different beast, you know, that Eric's just not waiting to take on. All right, let me get to my point number three. I believe PBS is sending me a text right now asking me to stop, but I'm not. I'm going to double down. Here's the deal. Point number three, Caillou can't be defeated because his audience won't let him lose. Mm. Okay? Let me explain this. In a meta sense, Caillou's plot armor is so thick, he could survive Cartman's most dangerous attacks. He really could. And on top of that, he could summon his mom and get a hug from her at any moment and still learn a valuable life lesson by episode's end, and he's absolutely back to normal. That is the thing. That is what happens for Caillou. Look what happens for Eric Cartman, right? Sometimes it comes out okay for him. Most of the time, he's gets the butt of the joke, whatever, and things do not work out for him, and everyone laughs at him. That's horrible. He's got a horrible track record, right? Caillou, on the other hand, has a great track record. Mm. Things work out great for him and the whole thing. By the way, if he summons his mom, that's a Canadian woman right there. A Canadian mom. I don't even want to imagine the kind of power she can. I'll put her up against Mecha Streisand any day of the freaking week. I'm just putting that out there. That Caillou's mom versus Mecha Streisand. I think we've got our next Who Would Win battle, by the way.
I think we do.
Okay. Now, here's the big point, though. Mm. Caillou is protected by a fourth wall breaking narrator.
Oh,
yeah. Whoa. And a fan base of toddlers and grown ass men at 3 o'clock in the morning who refuse to see him lose. So all of a sudden, Caillou's fighting Cartman. Here's how the battle's going to go down. Caillou's fighting Cartman, and you hear that woman's voice. Caillou wasn't used to fighting such weird boys from outside of his country and his neighborhood, but he was okay and curious to say hi. So Caillou goes out, "Hi, my name's Caillou. Do you want to be friends?" And Eric Cartman's like, "Screw you, Caillou," and just like starts and slaps him. Caillou cries a little bit, and the narrator's like, "Wow, Caillou doesn't like his new friend. Now he's going to make his new friend pay." And all of a sudden, because Caillou just unleashes absolute reality warping hell. And you just see like a cloud of dust like you see in cartoons and all that, and hands and fists and all that. Cartman trying to crawl away. Caillou's just doing him. And the narrator saying to the, you know, breaking the fourth wall, going like, "This fat boy from the United States made a big mistake. He shouldn't have teased Caillou, but sure enough, he did. And now Caillou is deciding whether or not he lives or dies, or whether he needs to send a message to the rest of the boys who might be coming from this weird school." My whole point is the narrator is going to tell Caillou everything Caillou needs to know. It's like having spider sense in the form of like Bruce Lee behind you saying like, "Hey, this guy's coming at you." My whole point is, I'm not sure if this is how it works, but I'm pretty sure this is exactly how it works in every episode of Caillou. My proof is this. Caillou's had to deal with bullies before, right? In his own show. And all of a sudden, the voice, the narration comes on, and all of a sudden, Caillou clues in to how to deal with the bullies, right? So all of a sudden, there's Cartman trying to do some crazy stuff, and the narrator's telling Caillou how to fight Cartman, but no one else can hear it except us because it's breaking the fourth wall. That's all I'm trying to say. Caillou brings reality warping power, the power of summoning, where his mom comes in, gives him a hug, and all of a sudden he's absolutely fine. He has these crazy weird things that actually affect reality, so he's always okay. And at the end of the day, he's got this woman's voice who's telling him, almost like a precog, what's about to happen and giving him insights into the world. So Caillou's actually okay. These are all things that Eric Cartman doesn't have a way to deal with. Never mind the fact that I mentioned Caillou's a freaking kid from French Canada with a French name. That is a different type of beast altogether. Oh, that's my point number three.
Ooh. James, brilliant.
Thank you.
I'm at a loss for words. absolutely freaking brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
He needs some water. Like, let's give him a moment. Yeah, like, let's
give him a moment. You know, here's the thing. I don't know if you can hear it. I hear a woman's voice narrating right now. Eric Holmes is usually the smartest person in the room, but today he might have been outmatched by absolute insanity in the form of James Gabzy, who's been drinking Red Bull
and chewing
crazy nootropic gum all day.
Listen.
This episode is brought to you by NeuroGum, chewed by James Gabzy 8 to 10 to maybe 13 times every time he's on a Who Would Win episode. Go ahead, Eric.
This is so freaking awesome. It's so great. How you just brought it home for Caillou was very amazing. You guys just have to be in the room to witness this happening. You heard it happen. We witnessed it and heard it. Okay. I'm at a loss for words. I literally don't even know how to approach this. I'm not going to lie. Listen, last thing I'm going to say is I hope Cartman can rip Caillou out of this amazing fourth wall and comfort zone stuff and all this plot armor and just shatter it. Other than that, that was an amazing freaking presentation. So I'm just going to leave it at that. The judge's mind is blown, I feel like. And yeah, that's that. That's that.
Listen, Eric, I know this episode was a little bit, I'm using air quotes here, different, but we had to do it. And this is something the world never knew it needed, this episode of Who Would Win. Maybe it didn't, by the way it went. I don't know if it's something we need, but let's see what the judge has to say today. You've heard 3 points from Eric. Mm-hmm. You've heard three Red Bull
powered
points for me. Yeah. Some insanity, if you will. Take us through your process. Tell us a story and tell us who you think wins this epic battle between Eric Cartman from South Park and that weird French Canadian bald headed kid Caillou.
Yeah. Well, you know, as judge of this domain and universe, I'm gonna have to switch this up. We're doing it totally different today. How we're judging. We're going to have 3 rounds, I'm recanting, of Caillou vs. Cartman, okay?
That's beautiful.
Because this is a tough one. So first, the manipulative, soulless Cartman is going to give Caillou some chocolate milk, you know, in a bottle, a nice guy. But he's a terrible, treacherous kid, so it's going to have stool softener in it, right? So he's really trying to send Caillou to incapacitate him in his Pampers. However, Caillou, being a kind Canadian, as you all are, He hands to Cartman a glass of milk as well, but he pours it in there, giving back his present, rendering Cartman incapacitated on the toilet for 2 minutes, thus losing the battle. Caillou, with his kindness, not even knowing of the treachery, defeats the evil Cartman. So for the first time in life, we have good beating bad, and I'm so happy for this battle because of that. The next, it's round two, because we do 3 rounds.
Got it.
The next one is we have Mr. Cardio Cartman. He's just fed up. And he's chasing our little innocent four-year-old Caillou, who's a good crawler. You know, I mean, we've all had toddlers. They move quick.
Oh, man, they are fast.
They are movers.
They're a child.
They're like a Lambo on twin turbo mode. And as Cartman is chasing, Mr. Cardio Cartman has one of those things called a cardiac arrest and goes down. And it's just a minor one. It's a baby one. So he lives. But 2 minutes later, Caillou's going to give him a little CPR. You know, nice Canadians always doing for, I mean, for the world.
All four-year-old Canadians know how to give CPR. See, so this you play is, into this.
It's part
exactly
of school, right?
You get it.
So for the first time ever, we had good win over bad. Now we have the first time ever a Canadian beating the USA. I don't know if we've seen the Olympics, but I'm impartial.
I play
for Brazil.
We're
when
trying
I'm playing.
Our best, and we're really good at the Olympics with giving out sandwiches to the other teams, by the way.
We'll see. Yeah. You're very nice at hospitality, yes, but that's not an event. So lastly, in this third round, and this is determines who takes this home with our pre-K versus third grader. So Cartman is just like, you know what? I'm going to noogie that young man to the end. Noogie him, incapacitated with noogies. But little poor Caillou, for the first time being bald, is good. And as he's bald, trying to, you know, rub his head, Caillou just gives him a big hug. And Cartman, just being soulless and not having enough love from his mother and father at the 0 to 3 essential years, like Caillou did from his great Canadian mother, he renders Cartman incapacitated with the hug and love.
And that says his baldness wins over here. And this will never happen in the real world, by the way. So we have Canada beating the USA, good beating bad, and baldness beating hair, as Caillou, the innocent four-year-old who kept you up all night, defeats the heartless, cruel, chaotic, manipulative Cartman. Boom.
Wait.
Decision rendered.
Okay,
hold on. No appeals.
I like the fact that I won this battle. Don't get me wrong. But you completely ignored all of the reality warping, the fourth wall breaking, that weird lady who speaks in his ear and narrates the whole thing to him that he can hear, but no one else understands what the heck is happening.
I think that's what's been speaking to him to make this choice.
That's fair. Yeah. The fact that if he ever gets hurt, he has the power of summoning, and his mother just shows up, gives him a hug, and all of a sudden he's Wolverine back to perfect health, like most Canadian kids are. So what is going on with this?
So to those points, you can't, you know, if you ever go to the psychiatrist or a shrink, 0 to 3 are the imperative years. If you get love from your mom, you're invincible.
That's fair.
This is a fact, right? So boom, that is being addressed, the Canadian loving mother. Secondly, the narrative voice doesn't allow in Canada, they don't allow for a moral activity. So the voice was like, oh, well, return the fare. He gives you a bottle, pour it in his cup and return it to him. And when he's giving you a noogie, and which is embarrassing and emasculating, you know, even for a four-year-old, it sucks. He's just going to return the breaking the fourth wall, looking at us with his kind, innocent eyes, hugging Cartman and incapacitate him with the love the narrator.
Who can question Tadeo, the permanent judge of the Who Would Win show? You know, here's the deal, Tadeo. I'm going to have to say I completely agree with everything you said, except for all the wrong reasons. I think what I said and the way I presented Caillou is exactly how he'd win, through violence and fourth world wall breaking and reality warping. But I like where you're, and see, you have what I call the Caillou effect, right? Caillou has affected you through all the craziness he did, the same way he affected me, except I hate him because I just think of him at 3 o'clock in the morning and my kids are crying and all that. But with that being said, I won this fight. I am thrilled with that. But I got to tell you, Eric, who shares the name with Eric Cartman, by the way, that is not lost on me.
Okay.
Defended Eric Cartman very, very well. Did a great job. Lost, by the way. But still did a great job. I thought you were going to win this one, but you didn't quite pull out the victory. Tell our fan base, the Legion of Audience, how you feel right now.
Look, Eric, we're winners. This one got a little out of hand. Just a little bit. I don't know how or why or what might have got out of hand. That's up to our own ears and audience to, you know, make their own observations. But, James, you did a really good job, bro. And I am not going to stop this one. Like, I will forever see Caillou, like, completely differently. Been very familiarized with the show. A very great Canadian product and everything. And
is it?
I mean, it's a thing. It works for you at 3 a.m. and it helps you to get through the night, you know, with the little ones.
So I never went back to sleep, by the way, after watching Caillou. Right. So I'm like, wait, what is happening with this freaking kid?
It's a powerful show. So there you have it. Yes, there it's done.
All right, it's all good. Listen, another great classic episode. Caillou versus Eric Cartman, only available on the Who Would Win show. Our judge, Tadeo, great job with this. Tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
You can find me online at Cuerpaso. So make sure you spell that in English, Cuerpaso.
Very cool. Eric Holmes. Yes. Repping Eric Cartman. Again, great job today. Tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you.
I'm in a state of shock, but let me see if I can remember my handle. Yes, it's the Eric with the Cholmes. You can find me at that handle on all my socials. Let's connect.
I feel like you need a... Hold on, I'm hearing a French-Canadian mom talking to me in a weird narration right now. I feel like you need a hug. Not for me, mind you, but from someone else. All right, you can find me on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in @JamesGabsy. And remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, Tadeo, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, got to prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.